If Paul was the one chosen by God to become the spiritual father of the Galatians, if we were to write a letter to individuals today who were believers, to whom would we address the letter as my children? To whom have we become spiritual fathers? Are we even doing the work that makes us spiritual fathers? What was the work Paul and Barnabas and others were engaged in? They were engaged in the work of evangelism. They were engaged in the Great Commission. They weren't sitting back waiting. They were going, as the Bible instructs, proclaiming the gospel and becoming spiritual fathers to those whom the gospel was being proclaimed to. So man and God cooperate to bring children into the kingdom. We must all be fathers to someone. Who are our spiritual children? Oftentimes we become discouraged in the work of evangelism. One of the reasons is that we often don't seem to see the fruit we would hope to see, at least in the short term, when we do evangelize. But the piece that we miss is that we are not always the ones God is going to use to bring about the conversion of a person at that moment, but we are a critical link in the chain of things that happen in a person's life to eventually come to faith in Christ. So my concern is not with what kind of fruit will be borne by the person I minister to. My concern is my obedience, so that some fruit may be born in that person and someone else can come in behind me and continue that work until that person comes to faith. Who are our spiritual children? And I'm not just saying who are the ones that we disciple. That's one piece. But how many spiritual children do we have? And by that I simply mean how many people have come to faith in Christ either directly because of what we've done at the moment or because of what we've done throughout their lives to bring them to that place where they become children of the living God. Is it that we have no concern for the lost? Is it that we're that selfish that now that I'm saved, that's all I care about? So he says, my children, the Galatians were regenerated. They became born again under the evangelistic ministry of Paul. Paul experienced labor pains in those days of outreach when he appealed to the pagans to turn from the idols to the living God. And now Paul tells us here that he is again having birth pangs all over again because of their spiritual condition. He says, I am suffering. I am again suffering labor pains. He travailed at the first that Christ might be in them. Now he travailed again that Christ might be formed within them. And you see the investment we ought to be making in the lives of people. It's not just about seeing that Christ might be in them, but it then becomes the task of making sure that Christ is formed within them.